Oh, yes. Hold on. What? Mike alluded to this a moment ago. Before we bring in Super Dave and turn the whole show over to him.
Yes.
Our friend Buzz is doing something this weekend.
Oh, yes.
That we've never we've not brought up yet.
I told him as soon as he told me this yesterday, I said that you know we got to talk about this.
Yeah, and I asked around, too, and found out that that's true. Buzz is swinging this weekend.
He's right. Going on a sex camping trip.
That's right.
He is swinging with the couple that he brought when you sang the national anthem at the minor league game.
The right? couple that you always swing with, right, basically, right?
Right, right.
You're
right.
Going now. What I heard was it is a pop-top camper.
Right.
I bet it'll be a pop-top camper.
Yeah. And I'd like to throw out a real compliment to John Normand and his wife, who have chosen to take the high road, to still socialize with Buzz and company.
Agreed,
but
Mike.
They got their own cabin, and damn it, I think that's admirable that you're not going to be a victim of that sick, sordid stuff that's going on in that pop-top camper.
So, John, you're going, as Buzz calls it, camping this weekend?
Yeah, that's what we like to refer to it as.
Right. Do you get out of there, like, by, say, 10 o'clock at night, you get clear of that pop-top camper and go back to your own cabin?
Maybe.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Here I was giving you too much credit.
They have nothing to fear, unless I had a key.
A key to their cabin?
Right.
Uncle Buzz's cabin.
Key of Arrow.
Well, Buzz, when you were telling me this, you were describing the camper you were actually talking about.
Tell us about it, Buzz.
He said it's a pop-top, and I think I know the kind. The kind that trails and back is like a flat rectangle.
You know what it is?
And then,
Like old school. Like when your dad would say when you were a kid, who wants to go camping? You go, yeah. And then he'd pull that thing out, and you would go, because you pop it up and it's got like screens in it.
Yeah, it's got the tent in the middle and then the little beds on either side. And I had two words come to mind: close quarters.
Yeah, and like 1,000 degrees and mosquitoes and
definitely small buzz. Enough that the couple in one bed would be able to at least play footsie with the couple in the other.
Be room. Like that movie Body Heat.
Very very modern camper.
Like, no.
Air conditioning. There'll be a bed at each end once it pops open.
But the middle is a tent, right?
The middle part is like the kitchen dining area.
Oh, really?
And the shower and everything like that.
Got a shower?
Oh, of course it does.
For four.
Now, very, very tight fit for two people, but it can be done.
Now, who will be showering with who? You determine that by playing your little game of...
Way too early to call that.
Let's throw the grapefruit seeds and find out who gets to shower with who.
What, John?
No, that's just it. I said it'll be a toss-up.
So to speak.
Wow.
So you're going away to the woods with these people, and you're going to have your sex games, and you're going to have your pop-top camper.
Our rituals.
And when you're done with that, what do you do then?
Rest up for the next round.
Do you get naked and climb trees like animals?
That's a good way to spend the time,
What do you cats do when you're out camping?
Be swimming, nude golfing, all those things. It would be a great time.
Yeah, what he didn't tell you is they're not going out into the woods. They're just going to a Walmart parking lot. That's all where they let you keep your RV. I found that out. You get to do that. You get to keep your RV at a Walmart.
And it's safe. Yeah. Do you do any fishing, Buzz?
Depends on your definition.
Oh my God.
Your fishing definition.
How long is it? Is it a long distance?
It's like an hour and a half from here.
But you smell like fish, I bet.
At the end of
the weekend.
It's a good day of fishing, sure.
Who does the cooking on these camping trips, Buzz?
Oh, I think we all share that duty.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Like any good commune, with free love.
Mm-hmm. We should isolate that. We all share that duty.
Yes. I realized as soon as I said that.
Wow.
I didn't trap myself.
So why is it that your good friend John, John Normand, and his wife, refuse to partake in your shenanigans?
Why? John's raising his hand.
I don't know that they refuse. Let's ask John.
It's not really a refusal. My wife is from Southern California originally, and camping is not one of her biggest activities. So everybody was nice enough to allow us to have the cabin.
The truth?
I don't think that that's the truth at all.
What's the truth?
The truth is Buzz demanded that he be in the camper with his swinging couple. I think that's probably what it was.
Well, we get our turns, too.
Your turns?
What do you mean you get your turns?
Well, it's a whole weekend.
Yeah.
And it's not really a cabin so much as a dungeon.
Oh, God.
So how many nights will you cats be out roughing it?
Just a couple. Friday and Saturday night.
Just Friday and Saturday night.
Right.
Come back in, do the show, back out Monday night.
Date nights.
Jesus. But that's a lot of togetherness.
Now, Buzz, you're a man who likes you're a man who likes technology.
Love it.
How do you survive out there for 2 days without it?
We've got the satellite radio, we've got TV, we've got CDs, we've got air conditioning, we've got the shower, we've got the kitchen. It couldn't be more modern, it couldn't be more comfortable.
You don't have TV, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you do have TV?
Sure.
A satellite TV?
We don't have a satellite, but no, they can get regular TV.
Would TV, television, or TV transvestite?
Uh-huh.
TV. Wow. But it's a modern camper?
Yeah absolutely. Got everything you'd want.
Is there like a curtain in the middle that you can, I mean, if you and Marcia.
Once it pops open, the beds at each end have their own privacy curtains. So you can close those.
But I don't know if I could ever go away with another couple without being able to at least talk about them. I mean, you really can't talk about them, can you? I mean, unless you're going, that's the level that you'd have to do to really like badmouth that the other couple had done something.
There's no way you could.
You and I could.
You're right.
No, you and I with our stage whispers. I think that they're asses.
With the air conditioner running between us, I think, there's a fair amount of, of spoken privacy as well.
You're something else. I don't think you're the camping kind of guy.
He's not a camper, Mike. No. He's an effort. You think you'll nail them both this weekend?
I think everybody is a target.
Wow. What time are you planning on arriving at your destination?
All three.
As soon as possible.
That means he doesn't know.
We blow out of here at 7 on Friday at the end of the show. And
are they coming by like to pick you up with the camper?
The wives are coming by to pick us up.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, good. Top camper will be going 75 miles
careening down the highway.
Let the popping begin.
Okay, well, you watch yourself now.
Of course I will.
And John.
John,
you watch yourself, too.
I will.
Don't you get pulled into any of those shenanigans you don't want to, because I want to tell you something. Swinging is okay. Swinging's A-okay. What, Buzz?
No, and no means no.
No means no. That's good. I'm glad you're still playing by the rules.
Swinging's okay.
That's right.
But if it's you and Buzz in there... Would like, for instance, your wife? In my mind, that would make you half a fag.
Just know that going in.
And you tell that wife of yours, John Norman, that I feel for her. I feel her pain being dragged against her will.
I mean, you'd be in there with
sexual camping trip.
Be in there with Buzz's cleany weenie and everything. I mean, it's kind of gross,
but it's clean.
That's right.
Hi, can you help me? You know, I can see that. Like John, you're out to you're out to breakfast in the morning with the other husband and his wife and Marcia, and your wife goes down to the pop top like looking for some salad tongs or something like that, and she hears the shower running, and all of a sudden from inside the pop top camper comes,
come on in, come right in. No, there's nothing to worry about. What are you looking for?
And then when she says what she's looking for, Buzz just steps out of the shower.
As is probably
soaking wet.
It's all about timing.
Probably is a big thing.
You're killing me.
I hope I don't offend anyone. When I camp, I like to let loose of my inhibitions.
Yes, absolutely. That's
as
part
he
of the
starts
point.
To drop his pants.
Ah, the outdoors.
The human body's nothing to be ashamed
of. I love nature.
See if you can tell where I hid the s'more. Oh, God.
Who wants to go for a refreshing swim?
At midnight.
And then you get out of the water. My darling, I know you love John. Has he ever taken you in the Atlantic Ocean?
You know what the expression of real love is? When you can free yourself into the arms of another man. That's the spiel. That's the spiel right there.
My dear, tonight... When you pour the sand out of your bikini bottom, I hope you'll think of me, my pile driver move, down by the water while everyone else slept.
Darling, when we're finished, you may not want to be with any other man, but you're going to have to. That's my rule number one. You go back to your other lover. Thank you.
We kid. But love between two people is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
It is.
Love between six people, three times as good.
Right. And so the license plate on the pop-top camper is going to be what? H-E-D-N-I-S-M. Hedonism. Yeah, baby.
All right, Buzz.
All right.
Okay. All right.
That's one of the openings that we have. He is the ultimate hedonist. He truly is.
Think I am, really.
Right.
Yeah. Do you think so?
Yeah. No. I think that's a fair way. That's a fair description.
Do you think so?
I accept that definition.
John, I am terribly sorry.
What's
your wife's?
Kelly.
Kelly. Kelly, come on in. I've got some fresh peaches. How'd you like to eat them off of my stomach? Thank you. Here I am, and she'll come in and Buzz will have like a Roman emperor's little thing on his head.
You know,
you're spoiling it.
Buzz's fantasy is, and you know the only TV show that he brings up there is Big Love. That HBO show.
That's fun.
Does the TV have a DVD player?
Yeah.
There it is.
Sure.
There it is.
Say other wife whose name I certainly don't know. Other wife, I've got an Andrew Blake film on. Would you like to come in and watch? What? Oh, I just stepped out of the shower.
I'm cooking the cheeseburgers, and we've got Andrew Blake's film on the DVD. You know, I'm starting to like the sound of this. Sounds like a fun weekend.
It can't be anything but fun.
Wow.
Can I freshen that fresca?
I put a little something in that fresca. You're going to feel lightheaded in about 8 minutes.
You don't mind,
my sweet. My sweet. So, Buzz.
No, I respect everyone. Everyone will be treated with respect.
As long as they keep your secrets.
Treated with respect and penicillin.
Oh, dear. No, of course not. Not
now,
necessary,
Rob,
no.
We know better.
He's clean. There's no need for penicillin.
Do you think it would be possible, if you were going away with two other couples, do you think it really would be possible for one guy to bang all three women and not have any of them know about it?
But not have any of the husbands know about it?
I mean, not have anybody know except the guy.
Sure.
Depends on what
you're
drinking.
I mean, if you're careful and you play it the right way, you know, Shelly and I are going down to the local 7-Eleven. We're going to get some extra charcoal in the car. Then you come back.
Oh, there's no way you get away with it, though. There's no
Well, probably not, but I think it's possible, right? You know, you could probably have a little, listen, we're going to go collect some firewood.
Yeah, but with all three, though?
No, I don't.
I mean, because at the end of the night, they'd all be giving him the puppy eyes, sitting around the campfire, singing their sex songs.
What a movie that would make, though, if you could.
Honey, you look a little tousled. What's the deal there? It's windy out there.
Yeah. No brush in the woods.
So windy. Yeah. I got poison ivy on my bung.
I don't think you'd be able to. I think you probably would just be able to get it on with one other woman.
I think that's meaningless on this camping trip, Don. I think what it is all these couples have already consented to share themselves with whoever looks at them just that way.
Why else would we possibly all be going together?
That's what it's all about.
We all signed the forms.
It's going to be very exciting.
No reason.
And that's why Buzz likes to say at the beginning of every show that he's clean.
Clean.
That's right.
Well, nobody pays more attention to hygiene than Buzz.
Papers on file.
You carry it with you. Don't you have it laminated?
Oh, yeah.
Carry it in your wallet?
Yeah, the law requires me.
Blood test, et cetera. Mm-hmm.
Step
he's
right
Buzz.
Over here. I'd like to show you my new bottle of Hugh Hefner baby oil.
Oh, no.
Buzz
no, no. There'll be no yeast infections on my watch.
Come on in. I'm just eating some food off my belly.
There you go. Look at this. I've actually arranged an entire spread. There's pate, cheese, fruit, and crackers. Mind the crumbs.
And now, now that I've had you all, please watch as I finish.
By myself. Enjoy the show. And then he sings the Lowe's song.
It's like half.
Then he sings the little Lowe's song.
In my pajamas.
Come on. That's what he sings when he's finishing.
Thank you for coming to Lowe's.
Right.
Sit back, relax.
Enjoy the show.
And then it's boom. Yeah.
John, I just somehow think...
All over the fire.
I think you're an innocent bystander in all this.
All over the fire.
Hope they're you know what you're getting innocent. Into.
And Buzz says, look at all the fireflies we killed. Look at that, like bombs bursting in air. I put on a fireworks show for you.
I picture Buzz. In the morning, Buzz is dressed... Now, this is for some of our older listeners. I hate to say that now. Some of our older listeners that might remember Animal House.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on. Everybody.
Everybody in the house. Well, he's dressed like Donald Sutherland in the morning. Remember Donald Sutherland when he goes, who wants hot coffee? Who wants hot coffee?
Uh-huh. And that's where we see Donald Sutherland's ass.
Right. Exactly. When he's reaching up into the cabinet.
Yeah.
Who wants hot coffee?
Hey, it's a year in the woods.
I've got Taster's Choice.
You wouldn't show it again until Space Cowboys.
All about nature. All about
wow.
Nature.
Wow.
All right,
Buzz. Do you have any, sightseeing or any other excursions planned?
Oh, there'll be sights.
You're giving all the right answers.
He's going to go to valleys. All right. Aren't you going to do cave?
Spelunking?
Spelunking, yes.
Yeah, that's what
absolutely.
I wanted to say.
Spelunking.
That is fun.
I bet he'll be doing some spelunking. Some
cave diving this weekend?
Mm-hmm. God, the women will be exhausted after that trip.
Well, it's the price you pay.
In the forest, no one can hear you scream.
And at some point, on Sunday, late in the day, someone, it might be Buzz, might be John, might be one of the wives, who knows, someone will utter the phrase, I don't want the weekend to end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the weekend to end.
More than one person, I suspect.
And then one person will say, I can't wait for it to end.
No.
How about a rousing game of touch football? Won't that be great?
Okay, forget the football.
Bad touch.
How about just a game of touch?
Make sure that you've got the soundtrack of The Big Chill.
The football seems so unnecessary.
Why don't we just hold hands and romp nude?
It'll be like the big chill, too.
You've never
At
done
At some
it.
Point, one of the women will select Buzz to father their child.
Welcome to the Valley of the Giant. Ho, ho, ho. Buzz Burbank. Ow.
Wow.
Look at my big green thing.
It's the high point of the summer for you, isn't it?
It is. It's really before Labor Day, the last big weekend of the summer.
Last big sex weekend of the summer.
So exciting.
After this, it gets a little chilly for nudity.
Pop top camper going to be all loaded with supplies.
Oh, yeah.
The real Labor Day will come 9 months after this weekend, if you catch what I mean. Yeah.
Labor Day. Okay. Listen, Super Dave is here.
Yay.
Oh, and, boy.
We're going to bring him in. We're going to talk to him in a second. We should get some pictures of him prior and put him up on the website. Rob, get him good and dressed up. Oh, do you have the sandwich board?
I do.
Would you be a love and run out and grab that real quick?
This is Super Dave. How do you call it again?
It's Super
Thursday.
Thursday. Super Thursday.
Right.
Super Thursday.
Well, the show today is going to revolve around the newest talent we found.
And a good friend. A new good friend.
This is beautiful. Now, this is the sandwich board, Mike, that he'll be right. He'll be dressed as a rabbi out of Rock Hill Pike with a bullhorn. And as you see, there's the Star of David.
Right.
It says in real big letters, Jews! Exclamation point.
Yes.
Honk! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 exclamations. If you forgive Mel.
We're going to see how many honks he gets. And is there a different message on the back?
Same on both sides. Good.
Now, you know, I'm going to be curious to how many honks he's really going to get. And I hope that people play the game honestly. I really do. But I can't wait to see his outfit because I haven't seen it yet. He is.
He's going to be dressed as a rabbi, Mike.
It looks like it's a little hot. It's probably going to be a little hot for him, which is not going to help match game.
I imagine this is probably one of these things where we end up buying it because we can't get the smell of him off it. So thank you to Party City, your one stop for all your Halloween needs, even saucy adult costumes. Halloween is closer than you think. PartyCity.com.
Very good.
I want to thank Arlene for the fabulous Dave rabbi outfit.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So we'll bring the rabbi in. We'll chat him up. We'll set him up with a bullhorn. We'll send him out with Slow Joe and the wireless microphones. We'll let the fun begin.
He is very excited. I think he's up for the task today. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Big time. You know what? This is Star Search.
Yes.
This is like Rockstar Supernova. This is American Idol. This is America's Got Talent. This is Tyra Banks Show. Mm-hmm. This is everything thrown into one with a big bucket of eggs on top.
Mm-hmm. And there's one guy sitting on the bench today that's just going to have to be a bigger man today if he's listening. Yeah. Tom, got to calm down. We know you're upset. You got to deal with it. You got to realize that every good team has depth. And Tom, we are showing our depth today.
Tom, today I think you can relate to Pluto.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean the Disney star. I mean, the planet formerly known as Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, all you hags in school, thanks for wasting that part of my life.
Yeah.
Thanks for making me learn that that's a planet.
Right, when it really wasn't.
Not that I'm ever going there.
It sucks.
Please. Why don't you go to Uranus?
Now that's the planet I'd like
Still
to see.
Still a planet.
Right.
Still a planet. Still a great vacation spot.
Uranus.
That's where Buzz is going this weekend.
Camping at Uranus.
We'll be back with Super Dave the Rabbi.
This is the Don and Mike Show.